Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Joshua chapter 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot steps, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No one will be able to oppose you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not desert you, nor abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it, to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
When God charged him to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land, Joshua was fully aware of just how daunting the task before him was. Yet he was determined to obey God no matter what. Whatever doubts and fears the young man faced in his heart and mind, he ultimately took up the mantle of leadership with courage. He placed his faith in God, who had never let the people down. And Joshua fully expected the Lord to be true to his word again. Whatever challenge you're up against, if you're a Christian, God says the same words to you that he lovingly spoke over his servant in today's scripture passage. Be strong and very courageous. Joshua's bravery was based upon God's promise and years of seeing God's faithfulness. Whether you've been a Christian for 5 minutes or 50 years, you can have the same confidence. The Lord is sufficient to meet your needs. He is your refuge and strength, a very ready help in trouble. Rely upon Him in all things, and like David, you can boldly say, You, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. The Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid.